community and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center over in Hancock Road and Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. On the Parkway, WarmC has, wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. And then, of course, the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well, you got a question, call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone. She'll transfer you to any one of those facilities, or if you just have a medical question, she'll get someone to answer it for you. All right. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you pay too much for insurance? Well, you might be. Let Stephanie and Greg sit down and look at your policies, life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, commercial insurance, and they do farms and ranches. So if you've got all those policies, you know, there might be a way to combine some things, improve on one of the rates or something, and save you, you know, 40, 50, 60 bucks a month. You owe it to yourself to give them a call, 763-8464, and just say, I want to compare. You know, I want to bring in my policies and see if you can save me some money. And that's what they do at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Spot On. Spot On. Processing credit cards was never any easier than it is now. Spot On is locally owned and operated, and a local representative is available to set you up, and there's no hidden processing fees. You heard Thane on the air the other day. No long-term contracts. It's month-to-month, and it's available. Month-to-month is available, and funding is the next day. Hello. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. So, Spot On services Bullhead City, Kingman, Lake Havasu, and Needles. And all you got to do is call Thane O'Brien, and he'll answer all your questions. 928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission and changed that oil? Well, you need to do that about every 40,000 miles. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, and now's the time to get your air conditioning tuned up. Only $19.99 plus Freon. Call ATCO at 444-1244 or stop by on the hill on Alta Vista behind Hobby Lobby. Now into the studio. Oh, I do want to mention one more thing. COVID numbers came out this morning. Wow. Over 3,000 cases in Arizona. 3,225. And the upsetting thing about that is we haven't seen that number since February the 9th. Yeah, over in February the 9th it was like 4,000. But our numbers are going up. This variant is not good. And, man, be safe out there, folks. Now in the studio, and we have the beautiful, my studio shining right now, Chris Barton. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Larry.
Good. And Chris is, let's see, when I first met Chris, she had three little kids and was working at the Chamber of Commerce. Now we were just talking when she walked in. Chance is in New York.
Yep.
And Kennedy is teaching.
Teacher's aide, paraprofessional.
Okay,
Acacia
is a senior at Mojave High.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
So they're not so little anymore.
It could be empty next year.
I am trying to prepare for that, Larry. And I know the waterworks. I mean, I cried when the first two moved out and went off to college. And I don't know, this one I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
It's already quiet in the house with her working and school and you know, Sunday afternoons, you're like, you know,
nice
wow.
And quiet. Nobody home, huh?
I know, but I don't like that. I'm finding that I'm still talking to the dog.
Well, at least the dog doesn't talk back, you know.
And, I know, and but he does look like he's listening. So.
Well, yeah, well, they're always good listeners. And they give you love 24/7. So
that they do.
So now you became a teacher a few years ago. You've been at Fox Creek Junior High, and now you jump ship and are part of the administration at Desert Star Academy.
Yes.
Yeah. So what is your exact role there?
Well, basically, the official title is Dean of Scholars, but AKA Assistant Principal.
Oh, okay.
So I'm at the middle school handling that particular portion of it at Desert Star Middle. And then I do all the marketing for both campuses. Well, actually, all three of our campuses, because we have a preschool campus, an elementary, as well as a middle school campus. So over the summer, I now can add web design to my resume because I worked with a company called Blackboard, and we went ahead and revamped the entire website. So that was something new for me. I mean, I had lots of training every week and just trying to figure it out. Didn't ever really quite figure out the whole coding thing, Larry, but maybe I should be in class with our scholars, and then I might be able to go a little bit better with it. But
you can ask a third grader. They can tell you that.
They probably could. But, you know, making sure you can find photos and write the web content.
Right.
And so that was really my big summer project from June 1st on. And then also, I teach a marketing class to 7th and 8th graders, one class period a day, too. So those students are going to be very instrumental in helping with the marketing of our campus, Desert Star Academy as a whole.
Right.
We're partnering right now with Mojave Daily News, where once a month there'll be a Desert Star news page. So the students are writing the stories. They're going to take the pictures. They're also going to be selling the ads. So it's a lot of hands-on experience for them where, one, they're working on writing.
Right.
A lot of job and expiration. So, you know, when you tell them sales, they are all like, I don't know if I can do this. But, you know, we're certainly going to go ahead and prepare them, and I would like to encourage the public that if you'd like to support our little page, that'll be in the Sunday paper once a month, maybe perhaps if we have enough interest in ad sales and enough news stories, we'd like to put it out twice a month to talk about Desert Star Academy as a whole. They certainly can call the school and let me know, because certainly would like to have some yeses behind the scenes as the scholars are giving their sales presentation and that type of thing. They're also going to help out with a lot of our family nights, any community events, such as we were just talking about at our admin meeting earlier this week about Corn Fest. We know that that's coming up. And so we've got a lot of little projects. Yes, there'll be some, like, lecture about how marketing, price point, all those things.
And today you have the Family Fun Day back to school at the Anderson Fieldhouse. You're going to have a booth there.
Yeah, we'll have a booth there as well.
Some of your students are going to be working that.
And I've only actually seen my students four times, because the previous week they were all busy doing their benchmark testing. We needed to see where our scholars were at with their reading and math levels is what we needed. So I didn't even see my kids the first full week of school. And they're like, "We don't have your class, Miss Barton." And I said, "No, you don't, but I'll see you next week." So anyway, so we have teachers actually helping us with our booth at the back-to-school bash at the Anderson Fieldhouse today.
And that is a big thing tonight, and it's, I believe it's free. And if you're like ages 2 to 9, then you want to go between 2 and 7. And if you're a teenager, you want to show up there and have fun for teens from 7 to 9. Any questions, call Grace at 444-2896. And that's going to be a fun night tonight.
Yeah. I'm not doing the teen stuff. I get my daily dose of junior high kids. People think, how do you work with junior high kids? I said, they are absolutely a lot of fun and stuff. I enjoy them and that type of thing.
Good.
And it's they're a great age, because you can kind of mentor them to be great young adults one day, where they should be good citizens in the community they live in. They should be leaders in whatever it is that they are doing. And so they're at that age where you can kind of get them going in the right direction. Like, what is it that you want to do in high school? And what is it that you want to do beyond high school? And so they're just a fun age. But when you tell people junior high, they're like, whoa.
Yeah. Well, because that's when they first start seeing more than one teacher a day. And they have to walk between classrooms, which they've never done before.
Yep.
And so it's all new for them, and new challenges, new subjects, science, and all that good stuff,
Exactly, and stuff. And we have, at our middle school, a plethora of electives. Like, in the traditional school, usually you have two electives for an entire semester, and then you go on your holiday break, and then you come back, and then you get two other new electives.
Right.
And they get the whole plethora of it. So, like, Monday, Wednesdays, they might be with this teacher at that class period, and then Tuesday, Thursdays, they're with another teacher. So we've got leadership classes. We've got home economics, as we kind of hear about that in social media a lot. In fact, we had the Bullhead City Fire Department out at our campus yesterday. They were teaching the sixth graders how to use a fire extinguisher.
Good.
And talking about the various types of fires electrical fires versus, chemical fires and normal fires and stuff. And so.
And what kind of extinguisher do you use on those?
I wasn't paying attention to that part.
Ah.
I was just the photographer trying to make sure that I got everything all ready to go for our marketing efforts this week.
Okay.
So I'll be honest on that part of it all.
All right.
I think I did taste a little bit of the fire extinguisher.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Which you're probably not supposed
to.
Yeah,
well, it's not going to kill you, but it does kind of float through the air a little bit.
I was like, yeah, I'm not going to stand over there while they're trying to aim. Because kids think that, you know, they're supposed to aim high when the fire
right.
is down below. So, but
they taught them the word pass, P-A-S-S, right?
I believe so, yes.
And what does that stand for?
I have no idea. I'm going to be honest here. Sorry. You used to be for the fire department.
You point at the base of the fire.
Okay.
You aim. You pull the pin.
Yes.
You aim at the base of the fire, you squeeze, and you sweep from left to right.
Yes.
Pass.
And you don't necessarily, I did pay attention to this, you don't have to pick up the fire extinguisher if the fire is low enough.
True,
the
you can
too.
Leave it on the ground.
Because
yeah.
some of the It'll scholars
the
are like, am I supposed to pick it up? And you got to think about the size of some sixth graders and these big fire extinguishers
right.
and step in. And I was like, no, you can leave it right there. You've got the little hose and that type of thing. So I did pay attention to
okay.
that part of it.
All right.
So we're all good with those components in itself.
So they're getting a lot of life skills instead of just math and reading. And
right. They're all important, you know, history and science and that type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
A plethora of technology classes. I mean, we've got 3D printing. We've got robotics.
Wow.
There's robotics Legos. So there's been just a lot of variety of electives that pretty much are setting our scholars up for the 21st century so that there is some college and career readiness when they...
And you call everybody scholars, not students.
Yep, everybody's a scholar on our
wow,
campus.
Wow, okay. So, a little different.
Yeah, it's been taking some getting used to, but
yeah.
I'm catching myself now.
Let's take our first break. We're going to come back and chat more. If you have questions for Chris, 702-298-1063, you can give us a call. She'll be more than happy to answer your questions. I do want to remind you a couple other things going on around here. It is National Water Quality Month. The city of Kingman and the community is joining in recognition of the Water Quality Month. And they'd also like for you to go to KingmanAnnualWaterReport.com. Yeah, check that out. Or you can probably find it from their website and then click on that. Also, I do want to tell you that the Laughlin Chamber is looking for people to nominate for their awards. Citizen of the Year, Connie Davis Award, Young Wonder. We talked about that last week because Zane is a Young Wonder. Educator of the Year, the Lloyd Shire Tourism, Public Service. A lot of awards. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes, but first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
A lot is on your plate as a restaurant owner, and Thane O'Brien with Spot On can lighten that entree. Thane O'Brien can seamlessly integrate web portals for front-of-house policies, monitor operations and staffing assignments, allow you access customer analytics, save time and money with Spot On. Simplest transition for staff training and thousands saved on credit card processing fees. Affordably productive solutions await you as you start or grow your restaurant venture. Email tobrien at spoton.com. That's T-O-B-R-I-E-N at spoton.com.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499. When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall closet. We call it a studio. Okay, it's tiny. Hey, we're also Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. TWN is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. That's my favorite sentence of the whole year. pre-register today. It doesn't cost anything to pre-register. You just go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband. You're not committing, you know, that you'll take it because it may come to you and you might say, yeah, we're not interested. So, and if you don't have internet right now, you can call 888-227-2095 and get involved. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Local and visitors, they take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star, boarding, training, and grooming. Call 754-3006 or stop by the Innovair Park at the airport. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, this is the guy with money, yeah. If you need a vacation home, you need an investment home, maybe you want to add on, maybe you're thinking, well, maybe we'll put a pool in the backyard next summer, because you're not going to get it this year. then you need the money, so you call Chad Hansen. Somebody else will answer the phone, but just talk to Chad. He's the president and CEO. He's the guy with all the money, and he's got the key to the vault. The vault is under his desk. And when you come in and you fill out a couple pieces of paper, you need $280,000. He just disappears, goes down to the vault. The vault's the size of Dot Foods underground. And then he goes and he finds a shelf with the money on it. And he puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and hands you $280,000 just like that. Very simple. Almost. Call 288-2691. Give him a call. He is the Lake Havasu City Chamber Business of the Year. And there's reasons for that. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, your entrees, and your desserts. Enjoy a hot, beautiful breakfast, and then have mouth-watering dinners, and then breakfast and lunch and dinner are available all day long. And then as you get ready to leave and you pay your bill, you look at those cookies and take some cookies home or some muffins or a slice of pie or take a whole pie home. They start at $9.99 at Perkins in Bullhead City. We got 4 minutes left in the studio with Chris Barton. So what's the main difference between a charter school and a public school? Put that microphone right up there. Yeah.
There you go. Sorry about that. So anyway, there's really not a lot of difference in regards to it. I mean, we still have to meet the Arizona state standards
right.
when it comes to all of the curriculum across the board, as well as you still have to be transparent with your budgets, just like what they are. They have a governing board. So there's really not a lot of difference. I think that the biggest one is probably like in our particular area, our charter school is a little bit more smaller with scholar population, which does bring in a lot of family oriented type of thing. The staff itself, they're very family oriented. You really do get to know your scholars. I think currently right now we have about 170 scholars over at our middle school, and there's a little over 300 in our elementary. So you really do get to know your families, and they become very involved. Like I said, we've got some family engagement events coming on. We try to do one about a month just to get the scholars to show what it is that they are doing on our campus with whatever projects it might be. Like we've got Bodies Night, so the students at both campuses right now are doing something related around bodies, and they're doing math with it. That's a lot of STEM, a lot of writing, research, and that type of thing. So each of the classes, at least at the middle school, are going to do something where they're reading, books, and then they maybe make a model of a heart. Or in math, they're going to do prosthetic hands out of recycled material. So,
wow.
So there's all these kind of things that we tie with it. And then, of course, then in October, Thursday, October 28th, there's our fall festival and our Halloween trunk and treat. So if you are interested in anything like that, we would love to have you be a part of that particular event as well. So not a lot of differences. You still all have to follow the same guidelines.
Okay. All right. Caller, did you have a question? Hello?
Oh.
Go ahead. Caller, did you have a question? Apparently not. Maybe it's the wrong number. I don't know.
Wrong number.
Yeah. It was ringing earlier, too. Yeah. So you're loving this.
I am. I really am. And Steph, Margie Montgomery, the director of our school, reached out to me last spring and said, hey, would you like to come to work for us? And it has been, so far, an amazing adventure and stuff. And it's fun to see the differences between it all.
So if a parent or grandparent's listening out there and they're thinking, maybe I should move my child from their school to there, how do they go about doing that?
Well, it's a good thing you asked, because one commercial break, I did look up the phone number. So anyway, one, they can go to DesertStarAcademy.org. Right on the homepage is the enrollment forms for preschool as well as for our elementary and our middle school. Otherwise, they can certainly call our main office at 928-770-4523, or they can also go to our main office, which is located at 5744 Highway 95, and that is in Fort Mojave.
Right. Okay.
And we do still have openings available, so hopefully if that is something, whether they are new to the area. I know California doesn't typically start school until a little bit later than the
right.
rest of us, and so maybe they haven't enrolled their child yet, or maybe, like you said, you're thinking about moving your student to another or your child to another school. Yeah, we would love to have them.
Okay, good deal. How do people get in touch with you? You're at the school, they can call that same number?
Yep, they can go ahead and call that same number, or if they'd like, they can also call my cell phone. And it's 928-201-4622. So if they would like to be a guest speaker, host field trips, we are very big into field trips. Any way that we can show our scholars real-life applications, that is what we want to do.
Good deal. How's the real estate market?
Busy. It still is not quiet.
And you have time to sell real estate.
I still have time to sell real estate. So listing a home tomorrow. So.
All right. So if you need real estate or a school, call Chris Barton. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Good information. All right, want to remind you, Paul LaVoy's coming up after the top of the hour from Lake Havasu with Speak Out. And his number in the studio is 854-5687. Remember, two different numbers, two different studios, two different states. And his guest today is Supervisor Ron Gould. He'll be in the studio answering all your questions. You can call up and ask him anything. He'll answer it right there on the air. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back after this.
Mojave Electric welcomes another year of Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help you save energy dollars. Pre-sales for MEC members to purchase trees are August 28th and September 11th between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Phone calls only. For more information, contact Member Services at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Mediana Lawn and Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediana Lawn and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Risen
Seven Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall.
When I get older, losing my head.
Brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall in Bullhead City. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunches, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find they're tasty, they're filling, and they're good for you. How does he do it? I don't know. You got to talk to Eric. Plus, they have nitro coffees. They got organic teas, protein shakes. A lot of people leave the gym and go over there and get a protein shake. And meal prep solutions. That's Eric's idea of a TV dinner in 2021. You know, you can order what you want in your meal prep, and then you pick it up. And the next thing you know, you go to work and throw the microwave, heat it up. You got a nice, hot, fresh meal. Check it all out at ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com. Barron Services, experts in pools. They design, install, and schedule maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. Complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Yes, no danger. Call now for a scheduled treatment. They're no problem. And if you've got a problem area, that's no problem either. And they do weed control. Call 758-5499, 758-5499 for any of the above services I just mentioned. Yeah, it's been a while since I was 64. Arizona Comfort Solutions, if it's not the temperature right in your home or your office, you're not satisfied, you don't like it, well, call them, 758-2400. The guys can come out and work on any thermostat, any air conditioning, any swamp cooler. They know it all. And they just tune them up or fix them or replace them, whatever you may need. Call 758-2400. They can do twice a year scheduled maintenance twice a year. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and they test everyone in the building as required for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, they have a skilled nursing facility within the building. Call 758-1404 if you have questions, or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. All right, now into the studio, and we have Jeff Hine with North Country and Robert Branfield with Brandy Fine.
Yes.
Whoops, how come I can't hear you? Put that microphone right in front of your mouth.
Can you hear me now?
There, much better.
Brandy Fine.
Brandy Fine. And you guys are both putting on together a suicide prevention walk.
Well, he's a sponsor.
He's a sponsor.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Our North Country Healthcare has always been involved sponsoring it, but this is an event that Robert started, 3 years ago? Missed 1 year because of
COVID, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Great event.
So the concept here is for suicide awareness. A lot of people.
And prevention.
And prevention, yeah. There's probably nothing worse than suicide in a family. I have a friend of mine who just lost her son, who was in the military and chose to take his life. And, you know,
22 a day,
military, right,
that commits suicide.
I still can't hear you. Pull that microphone right there in front of your lips.
Now?
A little better, yeah. Let me find your switch here. I'm going to turn you up just a little bit. There. How's it? Much better.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's 22 a day in this country that veterans that commit suicide.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the family that has to deal with the afterworks. And nine times out of ten, they find, if they left a note or if they told somebody, the problem or whatever it is, why they chose to do this, is minimal. And it didn't require what they did.
Yep, right.
You know. At North Country, do you often talk to some of these people that might consider or have talked and said, I've thought about suicide or I've explored the idea?
Oh, yeah. In my position as a nurse care manager, I talk with patients for immediate problems that they're having. Sometimes it can be related to depression or things like that. And I may be one to initially help them with that, but then they get referred. We have a behavioralist and psychologist and psychiatrist in the company.
So, and you refer them to them, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And North Country is a not-for-profit facility, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And you're over on Miracle Mile?
Right.
Okay. On the back of the Colorado Place?
Right. Mirror, yeah. On the Suddenlink side. Everybody seems to know where Suddenlink is. And we're just down the street from the shelter, the new shelter there.
Yeah. All right, they're telling me to turn you up just a little bit more over there, Robert, because they can't hear you.
Wow. Testing.
Yeah. You need the microphone. Bend that in so it's right in front of your face.
How about this?
That's a little better.
How about that?
There we go.
All right.
There we go. All right. So, Robert, you've been doing this for 3 years. What brought about your involvement?
Well, partially, my daughter is a victim. About, but yeah, she was somewhat of a victim of this. So when I came out here and we did, and I said, let's do a suicide prevention walk, and they said, yeah, sure. So I ran with it. In 2018 we had 187 people. 2019 we had 208, and this year, because we didn't do it last year in 20, but this year I've got over 2,000 flyers.
Wow.
Out in all over the place.
Okay. Fantastic.
And I think the venue, where it's going to be this year, is so much better, too, at the park, walking along the river,
yeah,
versus being out on the street.
So you're going to walk in Rotary Park?
Rotary Park.
Ramada.
And we're going to go all the way up to Bell's Way and back.
Okay.
We'll have a halfway turnaround point for those that can't make it.
Okay. I'm going to take a break because there's something wrong with that microphone. It is not working properly. We can barely hear you. They're texting me, telling me. And so let us take a break. And we're going to come right back. Stick around. 702-298-1063 if you have a question for these gentlemen.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
We would like to announce the declaration of independent pharmacists. Local independent pharmacists know your face, your name, and your history. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu, are able to give you the personal service that makes all the difference because they know you. The Apothecary Shop is now stocking a complete line of Sunbum Sun Care products. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital, Lake Havasu. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. If you're hungry, the Ranch Bar and Grill, you need to check it out up at Laughlin Ranch. They satisfy all your cravings. Steaks, pastas, burgers, salads. Plus, every night they have specials. And on the weekends, they have a fabulous brunch. And you can dine in or take out. The public is always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. There's a big sign down there on the bridge that says, Public Welcome. People think they got a membership or something up there. No. For more information, go to the website, LaughlinRanch.com. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every single day, taking care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. Their trucks, you'll see them at someone's house. You know, maybe putting in a new outlet or maybe fixing a light or changing out an outlet or changing out, you know, a light fixture. Or maybe just, you know, you need to add something someplace. I wish I had a plug over here. I wish I had a light over here. Call them, 718-9444. They'll stop by and tell you what they're going to do, and then maybe come back the next day and take care of it. Boom, just that fast. And they're available 24/7. If you have an emergency, call 718-9444. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing. We have cheap clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, and vape products, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, we have a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store, and a nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, the building's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? Well, you can go to D'Angelo's Deli for lunch today and save money. You can go to Dandy Donuts and save money. You can go to the Dive Shack and save money. You can go to First Chiropractic and save money. Gonzo's Plumbing. You know, IHOP. Yeah. Hospice of Havasu. All kinds of businesses offer you a savings with your co-op connection card. So if you don't have one, stop by MEC on Hancock Road and pick one up today, or call 763-1100 if you have a question. And now into the studio, and we got the microphone fixed. We switched headsets.
Right.
Yeah. Now you can hear Robert really good.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about your, what is the date? Because we haven't even given out the date of this walk yet.
September 18th.
Okay, 18th.
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
We're at the...
when it's fairly cool.
Yeah. We're at the, last year or 2 years ago, it was 105 at walking time. But we still had over 200 people walking.
Right.
It's going to be at the Legacy Pavilion.
Right.
We're going to walk up to Bella's Way and back.
Okay.
Along the river.
All right. And by the way, if you've never walked along the river on that path, it's really nice. You can walk all the way around the park. It's a mile and a half. But if you just walk all the way up there and back, it's going to be very good.
Yeah.
What does it cost for people to get involved?
Nothing.
Oh. Okay.
It's a free event for the city. We've got donations that covered, you know, we're going to have T-shirts, both for sale and free T-shirts for every walker.
Okay.
But we're going to have some special ones that I've made that for sale.
Okay.
And donations of 10, 15.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And are the sponsor names on your shirts?
The sponsor names are on the back of the shirts.
Okay. How many sponsors do you have for this?
We have, I could read the list here.
Okay, go ahead.
Catholic Charities, Culver's, Debbie's Pharmacy, or Dispensary, Southwest Behavioral, West Care of Arizona, Mojave Mental Health, North Country Healthcare, of course, with me, and LGBTQ Awareness Group.
But we've got a lot more paid sponsors donating to the cause.
Okay.
So I think the list is over 20, 25.
Oh, very good. Now, do they get like a goodie bag or anything with, you know?
Well, we're along with the free T-shirt, we got water bottles we're going to give out.
Okay.
The kids can go and do some face painting.
Oh, all right.
And with hair braiding. I don't know what they're going to do with all that.
Robert, it's been a while since you had your hair braided.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the opening ceremonies is going to be presented by the Boy Scouts, the Eagle Scouts of this area.
Okay.
And the choir from Mojave High School.
Oh, wow. Okay. Together.
Together. You know, they'll do the national anthem and God Bless America, something like that. We've been on three radio stations now.
Okay.
And, of course, you.
Right. And then you're going to have food afterwards? Or?
Yeah.
There'll be a variety of foods available, apples, orange, pineapple, juices, single-serve muffins. These are things that are, like, pre-wrapped so that we don't have to worry about food issues or drinks or whatever. Granola bars, fruits, variety of things.
So, okay. Yeah. Are you going to have any services available there or any vendors set up that are going to provide services? If someone's got, you know, a youth or a child or somebody in their family that's maybe mentioned suicide, can they bring them that day? Is there going to be somebody available to talk to them?
Yeah, that's what all these that Jeff mentioned, all these vendors.
Okay.
That's what their purpose is there, is to provide, you know, help.
Good.
Yeah. And speaking for North Country, first of all, we won't have professional staff on hand for immediate help. That's something we can't do in a public event anyway. But just to be there and for support and, you know, referring people, say, you know, if you need help, come and see
us. The initial contact.
Right. Yeah. As far as the others, I believe that's the same situation. They're there with materials to hand out and greet people and things like that, not necessarily provide services on site.
Okay. So. All right.
A couple other things that we got permission for is sidewalk chalk. So we're going to take a piece of chalk and you can write a loved one's name on the sidewalk.
Oh, all right.
You know, and, you know, Dave Heath said, don't worry about it. It'll blow away.
You know?
But that's just something else we're going to do.
Okay.
And then we're going to have some butterfly and heart pendants.
Oh, all right.
Same thing, that you can write your loved one's name on it.
Okay.
So it's going to be interactive. We got a guy going out there with from Evolution Tattoos. It's going to do the semicolon tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
But anything else, go see him. You know, if you want somebody's name on it or whatever.
Right.
We're just kind of getting them out there just to do the semicolons on there. What else?
And the semicolon represents?
Yeah, semicolon, our story's not over yet.
Okay.
So that represents, you know, I have more to tell.
All right.
Because I survived.
Okay.
And is this a professional tattoo, a permanent tattoo
permanent
artist?
Permanent tattoo.
Okay.
And I know
we did have temporaries.
If I can find them, I got the temporary ones out there, too.
Has
the hash semicolon, our story's not over, and then it says BHC on it.
Oh, all right.
The paramedics will be on call. They'll be there, and hopefully they can find a place to, like Josh Livermore used to do, the big flag over the walkway.
Oh, okay.
On the ladder truck. So that's going to be a night, you know, as you're walking, you can see the big American flag.
You're going to need
flag.
To call Justin Plummer and make arrangements for that. That's a tough one.
It's done.
Yeah?
It's
okay.
Done.
You've already talked to him. Good deal.
Yeah. See what else? Rocks. Arizona Rocks is coming out with all kinds of rocks for the situation.
For the kids to paint? Or
no, they're going to be painted already.
Oh, okay.
So right. You can take them home. I think what they're going to be able to, what you're going to be able to do, is I'm not sure yet, is even put your loved one's name on it.
Oh, all right.
So then you can take it home and have it.
If people want to get in touch with you and either sponsor it or get involved or participate, how do they do that?
My number is 949-275-6638.
Okay.
We've already submitted all the sponsorships to the T-shirt makers,
right.
So that's kind of closed. Mm-hmm. But volunteers to help that day. You know, or anything else that they want to know about.
Call you.
Call me.
Okay. And the big thing is it's free to get involved that morning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Letting you walk in early because of the heat.
Well, we're going to try it differently. Like I said, we're going to try it in the morning.
Okay.
Because it's always been in the evening. Like I said, last year was, or 2 years ago, it was 105 at walk time. And we still had 200 people.
Right.
But we're going to try it in the morning, see how it goes.
Okay.
Like I said, I have over 2,000 flyers out everywhere.
Wow.
So let's just, you know, hopefully I got enough shirts. But
well, it's always easier to go back and print more shirts.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. I can make arrangements with Candy over there at Silly Cactus.
Right.
To, hey, I need this many more shirts, and, you know, you'll get them later on.
Right. So how many shirts are you starting with?
250.
Okay, so the first 250 gets a shirt. 51 has to wait.
Yeah.
51 and up.
Well, I might, you know, it's still open. I might up that to 300.
Can people register in advance? Is there a website or
this
anything?
This year, no.
Okay.
We're going to get a website next year for that's designed for walks and everything else.
Okay.
And then even that, we might be able to have people sponsor you from – across the country.
Oh, okay.
So it takes a little more time to set up.
You're still in the baby steps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this will be your official third walk. Yeah. Third walk in 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Now it's BHC Suicide Prevention on Facebook.
Okay.
Is where you can find out more information. I'm always updating it. And the event will be posted on Facebook when we get closer to it.
Okay. Excellent. Good information. Give your phone number one more time.
949-275-6638.
Okay. If you miss that, I've got it in my cell phone. You can always call me in the studio. Get a hold of Robert and plan to get involved on the 18th. There's another event going on in the park also, which is Recovering the Park. I think that's at the other Ramada.
That's at the community park.
No. It's going to be at Rotary Park, too. I was in a meeting yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. It's at Rotary Park, but it's going to be at the other Ramada.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think.
So they don't have far to walk.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because there was a few people that said, we got Recovery in the Park the same day. And I was under...
Yeah.
I was under the impression it was a community park.
Well, and it has been in the past, but community park's not available right now.
That's why.
And so that's why they're doing it at Rotary Park this year. So that'll be the first time for them down there. So, but, yeah, I was in a meeting yesterday. And
I know there's another walk, a 5K walk at Don Sullivan Park.
Oh, okay.
For some other cancer.
Oh, all right. A lot going on.
Yeah, same day.
Yeah, jeepers.
But that's a 5K, so...
Well, that's a run.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you want to say, Jeff?
Oh, I just wondered whether maybe the local Kiwanis will want to attend also.
Oh, possibly.
As far anybody that's out there. Yeah. I just thought I'd mention that as I'm a member along with you.
Well, bring it up Tuesday morning. We'll see who wants to show up.
Yeah.
There's nothing to prevent them from participating. And
anyone who would like to volunteer.
Any club out there that wants to participate, they can.
Because I'm going to need some more volunteers. I got one lady from Mojave Mental Health that says, we got an SUV. We can help you.
Oh, good.
So there's all that food I got to bring down there, all the T-shirts and blah, blah, blah.
Big event.
Yep.
All right. Give your phone number one more time, Robert.
949-275-6638.
All right. Very good. Gentlemen, thank you both for coming in. Good information, and I hope that people get out there and support the cause.
Me too.
Thanks. It should be a great event.
All right. Thank you both. A couple things going on around our community again. Our blood drive next week on the 18th. That's going to be at Melk in Bullhead City from 9 to 2. To get involved, call Vitalant. You can go to vitalant.org, or you can call 877-258-4825. There's also one on the 19th. That's going to be in Kingman at the meeting room at the Moose Lodge on Monroe Street from 9 to 1. Same number, same website, vitalant.org, or 877-258-4825. Hey, that's going to can it for the tune. I'm out of here. Don't forget, coming up after the news, the top of the hour, Ron Gould will be in the studio in Lake Havasu. Have a great day and have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.